Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So finances are very important, and the importance of finances can be helpful to know at a young age. And that's where Intuit comes into play. Intuit helps you take control of your finances through products from Intuit like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com to start living yours. That's Intuit.com, I-N-T-U-I-T.com to start living yours. Let's get into it.
Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy design, impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Now turn it up.
Let's go! Welcome to Tuesday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
I was reading a story about space tourism. I have no interest. I don't like flying. So space tourism sounds miserable. But for $350,000 in 2025, it will take you 51 miles above Earth so you can look back down. That doesn't seem high enough for space. Like, I need to fly by the moon.
Yeah.
For $350,000.
Way up there.
And I don't even want to do it. But if I'm spending that money, I need to go to the moon. I need to see if it's made of cheese, you know? But that, I don't like flying, so that stuff sounds miserable to me. So saw that this morning. But you know what we do to start the show. Hey, people don't know this. That's Ray playing the drums on this.
Yeah, he's so good.
Yeah, he's so good. All right, he's in here today with a Dallas Cowboys hat on, like he does every single day, repping the Cowboys. Here he is, our video producer, Eddie.
Guys!
Yes.
A little update on the plant. Remember I told you I cut stems off my plants?
I don't remember that. It must have been a really boring story. Yeah.
No, it's not a boring story.
Boring story.
You can
Eddie.
Cut a little stem, a leaf off a plant, put it in water, and it grows roots.
Okay.
I have now planted. The roots came out strong. I've planted 5 plants now, and I'm going to have a lot more. I might start a business doing this.
Yes, okay, it's like your taco not. Business. Yeah. It's like you're starting to be lunchbox now with
and
all the businesses you're not going to create.
What would the business be?
Selling plants.
So you're going to have a nursery.
I'm now incubating plants.
Did you know if you have flowers, roses that are wilted, you can pour Sprite in the bottom and they'll come back to life?
No.
That's amazing.
Well, wow. Fun fact. Try that out.
Dang.
All right, next up, I finally introduced him to one of his heroes, The Miz. He hasn't been the same since. Here he is, Lunchbox, everybody.
Yeah.
Guys, I got another sign. The gambling gods hate me. So we were in Las Vegas and I decided because Ray played those Buffalo slot machines and won a lot of money. So I walk up and there's 4 machines. They're all empty and I'm like, I'm going to play them. And I picked the one on the left. And I'm sitting there playing for about 10 minutes. Some guy comes up and sits on the machine next to me. He's there for about 5 minutes. And he won $24,000.
Crazy.
On the machine next to you? Literally next to you that you could have walked over to?
No. Literally, there was 4 Buffalo machines. All 4 empty. I picked the one on the far left. He sat on the machine directly next to me. The Buffalo machine right next to me. So I could have picked that one. And won $24,000.
And I think the other crazy part is he was playing it for even lesser. So you would have even played it long enough to win.
Yeah.
Were you playing max credits?
Max credits.
That's crazy. Could you imagine if one talk sort of 124,000?
I mean, you want to talk about depression overload? I just sat there going, my life sucks.
Your life doesn't suck.
Like, I still, like, here we are 4 or 5 days later. I don't even know what, I mean, how long ago was Friday? And I'm like, man, I can't believe I just picked the wrong machine.
Maybe shift it and be happy for that guy. Maybe he really needed it
for
something.
He can't do that. He can't do that.
Like, you know?
Yeah, he doesn't have the ability to find happiness for someone else.
It's not in him.
Yeah. So I talked to the guy. He's from Indiana, and he was just like, man, this is crazy.
You didn't interview him?
No, he didn't want me to do pictures or anything like that.
Oh, you did try that?
Yeah, I was like, he was like, no, I don't want to. But he got 24K in cash.
That's pretty awesome. Did you gamble at all in Vegas?
I didn't. And I have chips I've been holding on to for...
Did you cash in your chips?
No, I forgot.
Amy, you brought them back.
One of our most forgetful people on the show. Amy, wait, you didn't cash in your chips you took with you?
No, we were going to, like, last minute, and then we had to get to the airport. And then I was like, well, you know what? Maybe I'm holding on to these for a reason. Maybe next year. Maybe next year I take these bad boys to the blackjack table.
Okay, go ahead.
I have told y'all that how, you know, my son's playing football for the first time, but, you know, I told y'all he wasn't going to be a ball handler that much because he's so little. Well, guess what? He got past the ball during a play.
He plays receiver.
Oh, no. It wasn't. It was more of a sneaky pass. Like, it wasn't thrown to him.
And
he's not receiver. He's the one on the and the end of the, like, they all line up and he goes to the far left and the end.
Like a tight end?
Yes. So then
like the
ball, like, you can't, it's no sneak. So I'll show you the video. It's so sneaky. You can't really see it, but they give him the ball and he runs towards the touchdown line and it's the cutest thing ever.
So it's a sneaky pass and he runs toward the touchdown line,
which is what he's supposed to do.
You have to translate this.
Okay. They're lined up. Ready,
so
set.
He just gets the ball and goes.
No, it wasn't that simple. It's a whole play.
And Amy, maybe you didn't understand it.
No, he was a part of the play. My point is, he never gets a part of the play where he gets to handle the ball. And he was a part of a play where he was passed and handled the ball. And then he got tackled.
How do you feel about getting tackled?
He said it hurt.
Yeah.
He's still hurting. But it was awesome. And he's probably watched the video of himself doing it over and over and over, as have I, because I just think it's so cool. And just to see how pumped up everybody was for him to have the ball and then get tackled even, it was just cool. Could you imagine if he made the touchdown, though?
He didn't fumble.
They good.
Yeah, he didn't fumble. All right, Ray, set me up.
From Mountain Pine, Arkansas, about a year ago, he married a 10, so no DMs, Adam Levine, and all you other men. It's Bobby Bones.
Okay.
That doesn't make any sense at all. But so this will be probably one of my final Vegas stories as well. So we were in Las Vegas, and we were eating at a restaurant in the hotel called Javier's Mexican place.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good.
And they have a bathroom attendant. Anybody go in the bathroom?
Yeah, yes. So annoying.
And so there's a bathroom attendant, and they have, you know, they hand you a towel, you wash your hands, they have gum,
cologne.
Candy, cologne, all, everything you could ever want.
Perfume in the girls' room.
It's like Toys R Us when you're a kid, but in the bathroom. And so I didn't think much about it. I'm washing my hands, get a little towel, I'm just going to walk out, and I grab a mint. To eat. And I'm like, oh no, now I gotta tip him. I didn't mean to grab a mint. It was just there. And so I didn't have any cash on me. So I was like, hey man. So I Venmo'd the bathroom attendant $5.
Wow.
Because I felt so guilty I took a mint. I said, do you have a Venmo? And he's like, yeah. I was like, bro, I took a mint. I'm gonna feel terribly guilty. Because I feel like if I don't tip him, if I did him wrong, I'm gonna lose all the games, all the gambling and stuff.
Karma.
Yeah. Yeah, gambling karma. And so I tipped him $5. And so
a $5 mint.
I did. Is it very expensive? Dang, inflation's dude. Really made the price of mints go way up. Yeah. Time for the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I'm single. I have been for some time now. I would love to meet someone, but I haven't found the right person yet. One of my girlfriends who is newly married to her husband approached me the other day and told me that her husband's brother had just gotten out of a relationship and he was now looking to date. She says that we both like the same things, both have the same sense of humor, and we are possibly meant to be. The only problem is that, to be frank, I don't really find the guy that attractive. Now, normally, this wouldn't be a big deal because I can just tell my friend, I don't like how he looks. Problem is, it's her husband's identical twin brother.
Identical.
That's a twist.
I can't tell my friend what I really think because she's married to his twin. He does seem like a great guy, but I cannot get past the fact that he is not my type whatsoever. She really wants us to go out, but I keep making excuses as to why I can't. What should I do? Please help. Sincerely, in a pickle. Mm. You know, I go back to the first line of this. I am single and have been for some time now. A lot of times, if you're not able to really get to your goal and you've tried over and over again, it's because the path you're taking isn't the best path to get there the quickest and most efficient way. And that path could be the fact that you're just not picking the right guys and you think that your type is the only guy that would be good for you. Sometimes you should listen to other people, especially when it's not working, you listen to yourself. Like if you're like, I know what I want, I'm going to keep trying to get it and it's not working. Maybe you don't really know what's best for you, which is why it's important to go to a friend and be like, hey, what do you think about this situation? Because they can give you a new perspective. I say you go out with them, even if you're not attracted to them.
Yeah, just one date.
Go out with them.
Can't hurt.
And one, you can go, hey, yeah, we went out. And, you know, I don't think it's, I like them as a friend, but it's probably not for me. That's an easy way to get out of it if you go out with them one time. And also, it hasn't been working with your plan. So listen to your really good friend here. Go with her plan. You never know. And also, women are much better about, if they find someone that's quality, they can look past the superficial things.
Yeah, they can do that.
Yeah, guys can't. We're stupid. We're cavemen. Mm-hmm. We need pretty.
I need pretty.
We need boo-boo. So it hasn't worked the way you're doing it. So why don't you try it a different way and try it? Because there's nothing to lose here. Go out with the guy and then email us and let us know that you still think he's ugly or you're now in love.
Yeah. They're getting married.
Or both. They're both. You can be both. He's ugly and in love. That's my wife and me. She thinks I'm ugly.
Oh, wow.
No, she doesn't.
She does not.
No, I know, but ugly. I look at me and I'm like, how does she not think I'm ugly? That's what I think. And I tell her that all the time. I'm like, how do you not think I'm ugly? I'm looking at me and this is not pretty.
Oh, dude, you're crazy.
That's really, I think we just got to the root of why you're like, hey, give the guy a chance.
I'm projecting.
You're defending that guy.
All right, that's the mailbag.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
I'm definitely neurotic. Suffer from a little anxiety. Go a little crazy in my own mind a lot. Have irrational fears and constant irrational thoughts. But I don't have this one. Scuba Steve is our executive producer. Hey, Scuba, I heard the whole time that you were in Las Vegas, you were nervous because you thought, what if the world ends and you can't get back to your family?
That's my fear anytime I'm separated from them.
Mm-hmm. You think about this what? As a, it could be. Is it like one in a million it could happen or like, oh boy, this could happen at any minute and I got to get back quick?
So it could be the extreme of like a zombie apocalypse and oh my God, I have to get back to my family, like a Walking Dead type scenario, or as little as like my son broke his leg and I'm not there to help and be there for my wife and my kids.
But he goes full blown into the world.
But I think just, okay, if someone's hurt and you need to get back, that makes sense.
Yeah.
But if you think the world is ending and how do you get back? That's a little nutty.
Yeah, and that's the one I'm thinking about the whole time that I'm flying. And I don't usually pray as much as I did as a child, but I'm praying on the plane the entire time. I pray for a safe flight there, a safe time there, and a safe time back. And then I also pray for my family the entire time that I'm not with them.
Again, all that.
Yeah.
Cool.
I get it.
I like it. You want?
He's protective.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, the praying.
Sure, no, I like all that.
Yeah, all that. But it's just the end of the world stuff that's kind of bizarre that you go right to that.
Yes, and as I fall asleep on the plane, I usually have nightmares about like zombies coming and eating my family and I have to try to get back and find them. And
did you have an incident with a kid?
Yeah,
with a zombie at Halloween or something?
No, I think the attachment stuff I know is rooted to my family as a child being separated from my father. So I just have that worry of not being there and not being able to help out. And it just freaks me out. I'm panicking. I just can't speak. Even right now thinking about it, I'm like, oh my God, what if it happens right now? What if the world's coming to an end and we're only 10 miles from my house and I can't get there in time to help them?
Partner up with me. Huh? I have all the skills.
Okay.
I have all the skills to get us through. If we're going to get into some sort of group, militia even, let's go. Get with me. Because I can hunt. I can clean an animal. I can kill. Smart.
You're a leader.
Get in. Just get in. I only got four seats, so you guys have to kill each other for those
what?
Three.
Oh, just four?
Yeah, yeah.
But
you, let's go.
That's not a big militia.
Yeah, it's four man. We move quick.
Okay.
Can you get me back to my family?
Yes.
Please.
Hey, we're your new family.
Oh, wow. Yeah, this is cultish.
We're your
new. Okay.
I got in a whole thing on TikTok because I was watching some girl talk about being in a cult. And you know, she was like, you know, I was on Facebook and I was in a group and I was feeling lonely and I was recruited into this cult and I didn't know it was a cult at first. And I met up because this group, they do a get together, a camping trip. And And I was like, man, it's really good. She goes, watch for part two. And I'm like, dang it, I don't like watching part two. So I go and I watch part two. And she goes, watch for part three. I watched an 11 part series on TikTok.
And now you're part of
the podcast. Well, yeah. I got something to say. Yes, I've now joined.
Jeez. They got you.
I hate when they go watch for part two.
Yes.
Because I'm all suckered in.
I fall for it too, dude.
And I'm like, and sometimes I don't.
Oh, good. Good for you then.
Sometimes I'll just go to the comments because some idiot always will ruin it and spoil it in the comments and go like, if you go to part two, they're going to say their uncle died. And I'm like, okay, well, that's good. I can go to the next one. But Scuba, the world's not going to end.
Yeah. Well, that, right now, at least.
Not in a space where you can't get home.
I
think
if
the world were ending and an asteroid was coming, they're not going to give us a lot of time, but they'll let us know 12 hours ahead of time.
And seeing if I'm more than 12 hours away, I can't get back in time.
Yeah, everyone's going to try to get back to their family.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Don't ever be more than 12 hours away.
Yeah.
Okay, as of right now.
There awesome. Thank you.
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
So when I saw the headline, it said John Cena breaks world record. And if you know John Cena, he's a wrestler, big jack dude. He's an actor.
Like bench press record or something?
So that's what I thought. I'm like, yeah. This guy for sure. He like lifted a truck. No, John Cena breaks the Make-A-Wish record with the most Make-A-Wishes. He's done 650 Make-A-Wishes out of everyone. That's the top person, celebrity, who's ever done that.
A lot of kids do love John Cena.
Mainly, I was reading more about this. It's like mainly because of the wrestling. Mm-hmm. I guess not so much about the acting.
Although, listen, like John Cena was really good in the Peacemaker HBO show.
Really?
Funny. Not just like good as in I'm going to go and doo-doo-doom, shoot some bad guys up and do some fight scenes. Really funny. Like great timing in Peacemaker. And I guess every wrestler is now compared to The Rock, who is the biggest action star now that exists. But John Cena is really, really good. And he's so big and muscular, it looks like a cartoon.
Totally.
Yeah.
I mean, it's almost distracting when you watch a movie. You're like, gosh, is he like, really that
gosh,
big?
Gosh, I wish I looked. Oh, yeah, okay, yeah.
No,
same.
No.
Same. Yeah, shout out John Cena for being able to do that. And that's a lot.
That's a lot. That's the most requested celebrity for that.
All right, that's what's up. Thank you, guys. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Let's talk to Kaylee Joe here on the Bobby Bone Show. Kaylee Joe lives in Pleasant View, Tennessee. Kaylee Joe, how are you?
Hey, I'm great. How are y'all?
We're doing pretty good. You guys ready to play? Never Gonna Get It.
Yeah.
All right. Here's your question. According to a recent survey, over half of Americans never do this when we travel. So we travel. But we never do this when we travel.
Half of Americans.
Mm-hmm. Well, so most people never do this when they travel. You know, what is it? So you're traveling. It's got to be something travel related, or so many people would say... No, so what do they never do?
Never do.
Travel.
51% of us never do this, although we probably should. When we travel.
It's a tough one.
It's so many.
It's a tough one. Although we probably should. 51% of us never do this. So it's something you should probably do, but you don't.
Oh.
I wonder if you guys do this. I would think... I'm not even going to give you any clues. All right, okay. Kaylee Joe. You're going to go first, although we probably should. Over half of us never do this when we travel. What is it?
My thought is wiping down wherever we stay, like cleaning off the remote and the doorknobs and that kind of stuff.
That's a pretty good guess.
Pretty good.
Did anyone have that with her?
No.
No.
Okay. Oh, well, that's wrong.
Good.
But she's not out yet. So she's playing for a $50 Sonic gift card. Now, Kaylee Joe, we got four members of the show here that have also written their answers down. And again, although we probably should, over half of us... We don't do this when we travel. Amy, how do you feel about your answer?
I feel okay.
Lunchbox?
I feel really good.
Eddie?
No, I don't feel good at all.
Morgan?
I feel pretty good.
Yeah. Kaylee Joe, who would you like to partner up with?
Let me have M2.
Okay. Morgan.
Wow.
I'm going to come to you last.
Okay.
Amy, what do you got?
Working out.
Lunchbox?
Leave lights on at our house.
Oh, that's good, Lunchbox.
Eddie?
Take extra cash, money.
According to a recent survey, over half of us never do this, although we should, when we travel.
Take money.
No, guys, think about it.
Like cash. For sure you need cash.
Think about it. I have credit cards. Yeah. I'm like, cool, I'm good. But sometimes you need cash in certain places.
Kaylee Joe, do you like any of those answers?
I do like Eddie's.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Would you like to take Eddie's answer and come away from Morgan, even though you don't know hers?
No.
Okay, no.
Not that much.
Morgan, do you share an answer with any of them?
I don't share an answer with any of them, and mine's kind of gross.
What is it?
Go number two.
The whole vacation.
According to a recent survey.
Maybe.
Over, dude, wow. I don't go like public. 4 days at a time.
That's no, I know, but you have a problem.
I know.
But half of America does not hold their poo that long.
Well, if you only travel for a day and a half or 2 days.
Oh, good. I guess you could.
According to a recent. Okay. How do you feel about that, Kaylee Jo? You've got Morgan. Funny. Would you like to now switch from Morgan to Eddie?
Yes, I would like
that. Okay. Fair. I like that.
Fair.
Morgan, yours is wrong.
Dang.
Amy,
pretty good, though.
Amy, yours is wrong.
Oh.
Oh, no. Lunchbox did have a good one.
Lunchbox, what was yours again?
Leave any lights on at our house, because if you just leave it dark, people know you're out of town.
Okay, here's what I'm going to do.
Kaylee Jo, you might want to get on this train, because it's going to Winterland.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's going to Sonic.
Well, that's what I meant to say, but I couldn't think of the
word. Here's what I'm
going to
do for Kaylee Jo.
Okay.
She can choose between Eddie and Lunchbox's answer,
ooh,
that same team, or they both missed it. Either one of them got it right or they both missed it. This is for the final prize. Kaylee Jo, do you think one of those two are right, or do you want to go neither of them got it?
Let me go with Lunchbox and Eddie. I feel like one of them maybe has it.
All right, Eddie, your answer was?
Extra cash.
Wrong.
What?
Yep. Kaylee Jo, glad you got on that train. We're going to Sonic Cherry Limeade in your mouth. Let's go.
Last chance, Caleb. Would you like to go with Lunchbox, or would you like to take what we call the field, meaning he's wrong, it could be anything else?
Oh, man. Oh, let me get Lunchbox. Let me stick with him.
You won. Congratulations.
Wow. Over the field?
Yes.
Over everything else in the
there
world?
There is nothing else. There's nothing else it could be. Name something else.
I'm not going to do
like
that.
I feel like more than half of people leave a porch light on.
According to a recent survey,
oh my gosh,
over half of us never do this when we travel, although we should. Lunchbox, what's your answer?
Put lights on.
Put lights on is wrong.
Oh no!
What?
Dang, so no, what in the world could it be?
Anything else.
Give us a hint now.
The field.
The field.
Take the field. Always take the field.
Never do that half of this when we travel. Call home.
We're going to give Kaylee Jo one more chance, but the answer is unpack their suitcase. People travel the whole time, never unpack their suitcase. They just pull from their suitcase the whole time.
Oh, yeah, I don't unpack.
I don't either.
I like to unpack.
I unpack and hang everything up.
You do? And like you're living at the hotel?
I like to lay out my toiletries.
But the fact that you said we should do it, I'm like, why should we unpack our suitcase?
I do.
I feel at home.
If I'm traveling, it's probably for work, and I have to bring clothes to work in. So I hang them immediately.
Oh, so they don't wrinkle.
So they try to not wrinkle as much.
Oh, you just stick them in the bathroom and take a shower and it steams it.
It never works for me.
And doesn't either, but I just try it.
All right, Kaylee Jo, I'm going to roll this dice. Pick a number, and as long as it doesn't land on that number, you'll win. She has 9 out of 10 shot here. Pick a number, Kaylee Jo.
Let me have 7.
Okay, do you want to say what the number is out loud, Mike? Here we go. Then if this is 7, she loses.
Come on.
Any other number, she wins the gift card. Here we go. And the number is?
6.
Kaylee Jo! Yeah. You know, we just could have did that first.
Just roll the dice.
Instead of going through the whole bit. But Kaylee Jo, you are the winner. Congratulations. You won a $50 gift card to Sonic, okay?
Hey, thanks so much. I feel good.
Oh, I feel so good. That's awesome. Nobody ever does that for us. Kaylee Jo, congratulations. You are the winner. We'll put you on hold. I'm working on it hard. Like, I'm investing a lot of time in trying to get quality sleep. Quality sleep is essential. I love my Sleep Number Smart Bed because I don't have to worry about that part. Because my Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for, well, now my ever-evolving sleep needs as I'm trying to figure out what's happening with me physically. Like, I'm on a CPAP now. You can choose what's right for you and your partner, because I'm talking about temperature, I'm talking about firmness, I'm talking about softness. Whatever it is, it's there for you. You can have different, and that saves a fight. There you go. You're welcome. So my sleep number setting is 30. My sleep IQ score last night was 87. I mean, it's great for partners because, again, you're always like, bed's too hot, room's too cold, whatever that is. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. The 82-game preseason, I do finger quotes on that. It's in the books. It's over. It's finally time for the real season, which is the NBA playoffs. So don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use the code BONES. New customers can bet. Listen to this. $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Put in the code BONES. Only on DraftKings. The crown is yours. Again, $5 and you get $200 in bonus bets instantly. I've never heard it that good. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help's available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources. Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about, and if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door, too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Would you sell a kidney for $1 million? You have two. Sometimes people donate a kidney and they're fine. Would you sell a kidney for $1 million? And I ask because in India, Google Ads are showing advertisements of people, hospitals, trying to buy kidneys for $1 million. So Lunchbox, I'm going to go to you because I think you have the biggest opportunity to say yes here. If they said, we will fly you to India, we will give you $1 million, and you give us a kidney, what do you say?
Man, that scares me about India. Can I trust them over there? Like, are the doctors good?
I don't know, dude.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm not going.
$1 million, I'm in.
You would do it?
Listen, I got two, because people donate a kidney all the time for free, which is crazy. You get $1 million, I can survive on it, on one.
Well, I mean, we could arrange this.
And then...
What a bit. Yeah. What a bit this would be.
Let's go.
I'm down for it.
I'm down for it, too. I'd be a millionaire.
I guess you have to pay taxes on
no.
that?
No.
You don't know. You're just yelling no.
No, because it's not America.
Under the table?
But I think if you bring... I don't know. I don't know the rules.
I won't bring it. I'll just leave it in a bank.
In what? India?
Oh, boy. That's well, how it goes to jail.
As long as it has online banking.
I don't know that's how it works.
He has this debit card from India.
So you'd sell a kidney for $1 million? You'd
100%.
Yeah. Eddie?
Man, I really thought hard about this. I first thought like 100%. But then now India, I don't know what their standards are over there. Dude, I could die of an infection.
You could die of an infection here.
Yeah, good. You almost died from an infection here.
Would you do it if there was no travel to India, if they just mailed it to India? Would you do it in a hospital here?
100%.
What?
If I went to Vandy right now and did it here, pull it out of my body for $1 million.
These people are crazy.
What are you talking about?
Why?
People donate kidneys all the time.
Yeah, but I mean, I feel like I could donate a kidney to a loved one if that's what needed to happen, but I'm not going to do it for money because then what if my loved one needs it down the line and I'm like, I can't help you. I had to do it for money.
I already spent $500,000 of that. You buy another one.
That's true. You know
what
I mean?
What about you?
I wouldn't.
At all? Anywhere here?
Mm-mm.
Your friend, a doctor
friend?
If
a friend needed it, because I feel like friendships, there's somebody I'm really close to and I love that's worth more than $1 million.
What if your friend needs $1 million and you have a way to get $1 million?
That's a good twist.
Well, why do they need $1 million? They get in some illegal trouble?
Oh.
Gambling trouble, Ray?
This is like Breaking Bad. I don't know. Cancer treatments.
Maybe they're getting sued. They actually hit someone.
I'm going to find a different way to get the money than cutting out a kidney.
Okay, all right.
But I'm going to go no.
No.
You two say yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Hey, Raymundo, what do you think?
I could really use that money.
Everybody could use the money.
Yeah, you could use it.
Would you do it for a kidney?
Yeah, and I'd travel over there, too.
Oh, see, that's
but
crazy.
But then, like, you risk your health. I don't know. It's a lot
they don't care.
Clearly, they don't.
Yeah.
I feel like they would blow through $1 million so fast. It wouldn't even be like they ever had it. It'd be like lottery tickets,
a boat.
An island on a lake.
A boat would be cool.
Exactly.
But half people think that wearing clothes once and then returning them for a full refund is okay.
Oh, wow. That's crazy. Mm. That's too high.
What do you think about that? First of all, have you ever done it? You ever worn clothes, kept tags on, been like, you know what? I'm taking it back. Amy?
No.
Lunchbox?
100%. Let me tell you, I even did a pair of shoes. Bought nice dress shoes, wore them to a wedding, danced the night away. Took them back, and they looked at the bottom, and they're like, man, these are kind of dirty. I was like, well, yeah, I walked through the parking lot, and I just didn't like the feel, so I took them off.
You said that?
Yeah.
They knew you were full of crap.
Lunchbox.
Yeah.
Get it.
What? Guess what? They gave my money back.
Eddie?
Yeah, I've done it. I think we all have to be honest. We've all done
it. It's always the people looking for $1 million for their kidneys that do this kind of stuff.
Why have we all done it?
Yeah.
Because it's just so human nature.
I haven't done it. You said we all haven't done
it. You've never done it, Bones.
Never.
He's trying to say we've done it. Even when I gave my answer, he's like, Amy.
No, I've never done
that. It's the easiest thing in the world. Yeah. It's got a tag on it.
Just because it's easy doesn't mean it's right.
It's just like renting a car.
No,
you take
it's not.
Back.
You get the money. No, when you rent a car, you pay for that rental. You don't get the money back. You're not lying also.
And you know what's a bummer is I was mailed a dress recently that I think someone returned after wearing, and then it got shipped to me because I ordered it. Because it just like was off. Like I saw a little spot, and it kind of smelled weird. And I'm like,
This dress has been worn,
and the tags were on it. And so then I'm with someone's stinky dress.
You noticed that?
Yes.
Oh, dang.
So you two, the $1 million kidney guys, are both going, you would do it.
For sure.
We've done that.
Yeah, and Amy and I, we won't, we haven't. Let's go to Ray and see if this walks right down the line. Ray, you ever done that?
Well, the stores are asking for it now.
Not asking for it.
My wife gets me stuff, and I'll wear it for a couple days at the house, see if I like it, and then I roll with it or I return it.
Wait, what do you do with
it? So you'll wear it and then return it?
Yeah.
What about if you like it, you put it on at the store or your house and go, it looks good?
She's like my personal shopper, so she does it for me. So I'm telling you, I have to wear stuff with the tags to try it on.
But that's different, trying it on at the house before mailing it back, because I've done that before.
But you don't try things on for a couple days.
Yeah, you don't go and do an event and go like, let me see how this makes me feel at the event.
I'll hang out at the house all Saturday and see if I like the shorts.
Mm. But will you leave the house?
No.
Oh.
I mean, listen.
But still hanging out in them all day is still wearing them. Ray's on your team. You guys are the kidney guys. Team Kidney, you guys are all just a little money hungry.
I mean, one time Halloween, I was Ryan Fitzpatrick, former quarterback. I bought jersey, shoulder pads, cleats, everything. Took every single thing back. Wore it out to the bars, took it back.
I remember that.
God, you acted like it was a rental.
But that's not, there's no integrity in that. That's a lie.
No,
that's
I intended to return it when I bought it.
You didn't tell
that was
them
integrity.
That. You didn't tell them.
They
that.
Didn't ask.
No, they're not supposed to because they sold it to you.
They said, is there anything wrong with it? I said, no, I'm just done with it. That's all I said.
I'm done with it.
Okay. You guys are shady, man.
Well, no, I wouldn't do that today.
Oh, stop. Oh, now you're all.
No, I said, have I done it? Absolutely, I've done it.
Why would you
Ray
not do it
today?
Ray goes,
the stores are begging for it.
Why are they begging for it?
Well, open the dressing rooms. They still close them down, they say, because of COVID.
That's true.
But that doesn't mean you wear them out to dinner. And
that means you
back.
Go home, try it on, and take it back.
That leads to you walking around your house with it.
That's tempting.
All right. All right, here's a voicemail from last night.
I have a morning cootie for you. What did one stick of butter say to the other? There's my brother from another udder. See you tonight.
My brother from another udder. That's pretty good, huh?
Love it.
All right, this is Sarah from Arkansas.
So I threw out my back this week. And my husband, all he had to say with that or about that was, time marches on. And that was one of our funniest segments that we enjoyed from your show. So anyways, just wondering when you're going to bring that back.
One of our listeners said they were watching, this may have been on the show. I may have played the voicemail. They were watching a CMT campfire sessions. And Tracy Lawrence was playing that song, time marches on. And they were like, that's not a bit. They thought that was just from our show.
Oh, that's funny.
And only a bit from our show. No, that's an actual Tracy Lawrence song from the 90s. And we took the clip of that song and just, when we're getting older or something happens that makes us feel older, we go, dang, time marches on.
Time marches on.
We've been doing that segment for 15 years. We were doing that segment before we were here in Nashville. So, you know, I'm feeling pretty young recently. I don't have one.
Oh, really?
Yeah, 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 yeah,
you know what?
Yeah.
Me too, man.
Yeah, yeah, me either.
I'm young as could be. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Halloween is less than a month away, so you might want to start getting your costume ready. And I have the top trends for this year.
Okay, let me guess. Trends. What's trendy right now? What TV shows? Ted Lasso.
That's good.
Even Ding. Though it's season 3.
Yeah.
Yeah, is that really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm done then. I'm checking out. I got it right. What else you got?
No, Stranger Things. That's also on there. Yellowstone. And then also in the movie category, Beetlejuice and the Addams Family. And then Sonic the Hedgehog.
Beetlejuice coming back, huh? Are they doing new Beetlejuice, Mike? Do you know? Or is this the old Beetlejuice?
And Addams Family?
Addams Family is a new show.
Oh, okay.
I think maybe it's a Netflix show or it's one of the streaming services with the show. It should be pretty good. All right, what else?
In other categories, witches are always popular. Clowns, Chucky, Freddy, Jason. Those are the horror characters.
It's all old stuff.
Oh, and Caroline Bryan the other day, she posted a video of some of her past costumes. She was getting dressed up in them, and she has some good ones like Oompa Loompa, the big Pillsbury Doughboy.
The Pillsbury Doughboy costume she walked in was LOL funny. It would have just been hard to walk places because it was so puffy.
Yeah.
That she was for sure hitting people in doors as she walked. All right, what else?
Johns Hopkins University put out this whole article on the optimal way to take a pill. And there's a position that you need to be in if you want your stomach to absorb it properly.
Hmm.
What do you think it is?
Is there a name for this position?
This is scary.
Yeah. I feel like you're walking me to a place. Uh-huh. I don't need to make jokes, but go ahead.
Well, you need to lie down on your right side as quickly as possible, or for the pill to absorb as quickly as possible.
So you swallow it and then go down on your side?
Yeah. Maybe I'm picturing like fetal position on your right side or something.
I have somebody that's very close to me that cannot take a pill for any reason. Two people, but one really close to me that cannot take a pill for any reason. Never has taken a pill. That's it. She can't. Won't
do
it.
What do they do?
They either don't. They either don't take the medicine, or it comes in liquid, or I don't know.
Mm. Suppositories. That's always an option.
That's another way to get it
work,
there.
Though?
What do you mean?
For every pill. For every pill. Like, let's say I have a headache.
Uh-huh. No.
Follow me here.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, I need some Advil, but I got a sore throat.
Yeah.
Can I do that and the Advil will work?
Yeah.
That's a bit. Spin the wheel.
Yeah, lay on your right side.
All right, what else?
Luke Combs would love to be an inspiration to kids that are dealing with body issues. He says that there's probably some other chubby kid out there that's self-conscious about the way he looks that's a great singer. And if that kid overcomes any of that because of something he heard me say, then that's a win for him.
All right, good to hear.
Yeah, I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Come on.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Chris was getting his pump on at his house doing a workout. Gets done working out. He's like, I'm going to hit the shower. Then all of a sudden, he starts having chest pains. He goes, it's something serious. I don't have time to get to the hospital. So he runs next door, rings the doorbell, and collapses on the front porch. Well, luckily for him, the Maoris, the husband, firefighter, EMT, wife, nurse practitioner, they come out. CPR. Paramedics arrived, get him to the hospital. He had a full blockage, and it was also known as a widowmaker.
Oh, wow.
I've heard the term.
Yeah.
I guess the widowmaker is what?
It's a blockage of some artery. The
like,
left
is it a specific artery, or is it?
Yeah, total block of his left anterior descending artery is called a widowmaker. And guess what? He recovers, and he gets married 2 weeks later.
Oh. Wow. He beat the widowmaker.
And he invited the neighbors.
Well, I guess he wouldn't have been a widow right then because he wouldn't have been married.
True. Right. Correct.
He'd have been the widow preventer. That's a great story. I wonder if he knew they were EMT.
Yeah, I think they were friends because they were front row at the wedding or if they just.
But that's, that you point, put them front row if they saved your life, even if you didn't know them.
Too.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, Lunchbox, thank you. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Somebody won $50,000 in the Powerball, had the ticket in their purse for over a month and didn't know it.
Wow.
I mean, that's got to be happening all the time. I would imagine 65% of tickets get cashed in. There's probably a lot of those. Not the big, big winners, but probably a lot of 1,000, 5,000, 50,000 that never get cashed in. The tickets that never get used. A Missouri woman says she was shocked that after she went through her purse, she found a ticket that won $50,000. That would be wild. I told you I know somebody that won $50,000 on a scratch-off. On a scratch-off?
Yeah.
What would that feel like to... Wait, what? This is a joke? This is not... That would be the craziest feeling to win that kind of money. So that she got it. She's going to pay off her student loans. Quote, it was a good present for me, she said. Yeah, no crap. That's from UPI. You don't play many scratch-offs, though, do you, Lunchbox?
No, I should get back. I do some scratch-offs, but I really think about, oh, if I could win $100 million, it would just be awesome. Because if I do a scratch-off and I win $500, that doesn't make the news. Like, I want to be able to... $100.
Oh.
Like, yeah. I want to retire, so I want to hit everybody the big does. One.
You're not the only one that wants that, though. You don't have, like, this...
Unique.
yeah, it's not that you're... We're like, wow, you really want to win a bunch of money and retire. That is novel.
We all do.
Yeah.
Right, but what I'm saying is if I hit $500, like, okay, cool.
Lunchbox is like, I need to get back in that. Like someone does about running.
He's inspired by your story.
Dieting.
I really need to get back into that. All right, let's go over to Amy and get in the morning corny.
The morning corny.
What is the cutest season?
What's the cutest season?
Aw, Tim.
Aw.
That was the morning corny.
So, have you ever went out with anybody that you just weren't attracted to? Like back in the day. Amy, you ever go on a date with anybody that you knew you weren't physically attracted to?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
How'd that go?
Well, I'm not going to say.
I'm not who was the name?
No.
Who was ugly? Well, a listener emailed about that. And so I want to read that email in just a second. So we'll talk about it. And, you know, you guys can hit us up too. 877-77-BOBBY. On the phone, we have Julie, who lives in Naples, Florida. Hi, Julie. Good morning.
Hi. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Do you know why I have you on?
I have a feeling.
What's the feel? Just... Talk about, you and I have never met, so why would you think I would call you right now?
So I sent a letter a little while ago saying that my son, who is a lieutenant in the U.S. Navy and a naval pilot, is getting married next month.
Mm-hmm.
Meghan Trainor has a wonderful song called Mom that I have always listened to and always felt close to in my heart. The sweet girl that my son is marrying is a sister of five siblings, and they are all girls. For this wedding, or for any of those girls' weddings, her mom will never get a dance with a son. So I would love to be able to play the mom song and possibly get just a well wish from Meghan Trainor wish them well at their wedding.
And you sent a letter. Like, who knew? People still do that. That's crazy. And so I got it, and there was also one in there to Meghan Trainor, and I guess you had reached out to Meghan a few different ways but didn't have any luck. Is that true?
I did. I've tried a few things. I've tried her fan club, and I've tried her marketing guy, and I haven't gotten any response.
Well, for me, you get a response. So,
thank you.
I did post this on TikTok. Do you have any chance to see that? Where I was like, hey, Meghan Trainor, can you hear me? Can you help me? Any chance anybody showed that to you?
I haven't seen it. I haven't looked.
So I posted it, and I've been waiting. I can't get Meghan to answer me either, but I keep waiting. So do you want me to keep trying, or do you want me to give up?
I would love for you to keep trying, and we will keep our eyes open on TikTok to see.
Mm-hmm. I'm just kidding. I actually got something from her for you. I did.
You did?
Yeah. I know Meghan a little bit, and we follow each other on TikTok, and she saw it. And I'm not going to play the whole thing because I want you to have it. But can she hear Ray through the phone? I'm going to play you like a small clip of the video that Meghan sent for you so you can hear it now. And then I'll just send you over the whole video that she made, okay?
Oh, my gosh. That would be wonderful.
Okay, here's a little clip. Go ahead.
LTJG, Craig Heim, and Darcy Kircher. Hi, I'm Meghan Trainor, and I heard that you are getting married. First of all, thank you for your service, Craig Heim. And I can't wait for your wedding. It's going to be the best day ever. I wish I could be there. I love you so much. Congratulations. Mwah. Best day ever. Woo!
So that's Meghan.
Oh, my gosh. That, I'm speechless.
Well, it's actually a lot longer than that, too. I just didn't want the audience right now. It's your video, and I want you to be able to have it and do with it what you want. But I appreciate the letter, and I'm sorry it took me so long to get to it. I didn't even get these letters on my desk until like 3 months after they were sent. I think the Pony Express is the one that brought it in. I think that's how they deliver letters again. So I'm going to send you this entire video from Meghan because I know you asked for one to play at your wedding. And tell your son we said thank you for serving, and we're super happy for him and his new wife the same. And just a big shout out to Meghan Trainor for making it happen.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you so, so much. And this will mean the world to this family.
That's what I do.
It's awesome.
Here I am. I'm like Muppet Babies, making dreams come true. You know what I mean? Okay, Julie, I'm going to text this over to you in the next few minutes, and I appreciate you being a listener. Thanks for sending me the letter, and I hope the wedding goes as awesome as you hope.
Oh, thank you so much, and you all have a wonderful, wonderful day.
Yeah, you too. Stay on hold. Don't hang up. You can go and put her on hold, and then we'll just text it to her, and then she has it. It was cool of Megan
to do
that.
That's awesome.
Huh? Yeah, pretty cool. All right, so I don't know. Let's play Megan Try. I'm just kidding. I don't have any here to go. Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about, and if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door, too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. And you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Let's talk to Heather in South Carolina. In the mailbag a second ago, she was like, what do I do if I'm not attracted to somebody, but do I still go on a date with them if I'm not physically attracted? Heather, what do you think about this?
Well, I was in the same situation. A guy asked me out. I knew him, but not, you know, to that level. And a mutual friend of mine was like, just go out with him. I'm like, I'm not attracted to this guy. He's 11 years older than me. He's bald. He's like not attracted at all. But I went, I had the best time ever. And we've been married 18 years, together for 20, and don't regret it one minute. Now I think he's just like the cutest guy ever. Totally in love with him still. And it was the best decision ever.
Let me say this about women.
It's awesome.
They can do that.
Women have the ability to find the greatness in somebody. In whatever way, this happens to be in a way to think, you know, I can marry this guy even though I'm not super attracted to him physically. But then you become attracted to him based on the best part of him. Us men, Kate.
We like boobs and butt.
We're not able to do that because we're like elementary brain. So Heather, that's a great story. She's never said this. I'm completely saying only what I feel, not what I've been told. But there's no way my wife was attracted to me at first. Not like get married. Look at me. Everybody in here, look at me.
Yeah. Really?
Look at me right now. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What do you see?
Yeah, not well, pretty. Not,
right. No.
Oh my gosh. That's it.
So I'm just saying, women, you're awesome. I appreciate you for that. I wouldn't have my wife if everybody had to match how hot they were. It's a little bit of a mismatch, I admit it. That's really cool. I'm glad you women exist.
I love that story so much. That's going to be encouragement to all the women.
All the ugly dudes out there.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's encouragement to every ugly dude to go hang in there, focus, work hard.
Somebody will like you.
Somebody that's better looking than you will find you attractive based on who you are on the inside.
Yeah.
Yeah, Eddie and I are like high-fiving each other.
Yeah, we,
our wives
we know.
Are, yes. Thank you, Heather. Hope you have an awesome day.
Thanks, you too.
All right, bye-bye. Well, there are a few songs that they say if you like them, you could be a psychopath. And so there's something called psychopathy, right? I'll describe it to you. It's a disorder characterized by the lack of empathy, deficient emotional response, and manipulativeness. Respondents that took this test and that scored the highest in being a psychopath found that these three songs were really in common that they all liked. It wasn't so much about how many beats per minute or slow or fast or who the artist was, but when they did all the research and they talked to all these hundreds of people and the people that scored the highest all had these songs pop up at the top of their list. On that list, Blackstreet, No Diggity. I like the way you work, kid. No diggity. Love it.
I like it. Yeah. What in the world?
Man, I love it. Used to grind on some eighth grade. I was in eighth grade, too. Eighth grade, I was grinding with some Blackstreet, No Diggity. Justin Bieber, What Do You Mean? What do you mean? But the number one song is Eminem, Lose Yourself. And the people that sing along and knew all the words, they found them to be the most psycho.
Oh, man, that's me.
And that's Lunchbox's favorite song. He claims to know every word of this song.
Yeah, claims, keyword.
Wow.
He claims he can rap right along perfect verbatim with Eminem, Lose Yourself.
100%.
It's not 100%.
No, 100% I can. The but only, it makes me psychotic.
You know spaghetti on your sweater already. That's basically the only
part. Knees weak.
Arm sweaty.
Yeah. A woman's hospitalized for 3 days after her dog poops on her face while sleeping.
Ooh.
Oh, no.
A woman's in the hospital after her daughter's dog pooped in her mouth as she slept.
Oh, why?
I don't think it was like a dog prank. I don't think the dog's like, I'll show her.
Watch this. Got her.
Amanda Gamo was taking a nap and the pet chihuahua Belle was sick and then got diarrhea.
Oh, gosh.
Oh.
Quote, I was having my afternoon nap with Belle like I do, and I suddenly felt, I can't go on.
I can't, stop. I can't have you go on.
She was vomiting violently for hours. Some of this stuff, it's just too early. But she goes to the doctor. They gave her painkillers for her stomach cramps, instructed her to drink lots of water. You know, even the people at the hospital who've seen everything were like, oh, my God. I can't believe I'm...
they've seen everything,
and they're like, oh, God. So her symptoms worsened over the next 48 hours. The cramps spread all over her body. Ambulance had to come back to her house. They diagnosed her with a gastro infection that had been passed through the dog's poop. Kept under observation for 3 days. They rehydrated her with the electrolytes, and finally she's over it. But golly, that's from the New York Post.
Terrible.
And terrible. Like, was the dog... How did the dog... Why did the dog get up near the eyes and face and the mouth?
Little. Some dogs sleep up there. I mean, and it's a little chihuahua, so it probably was just up there and then...
I understand a dog... I slept with a dog forever that wasn't huge. But it was his butt was never in my mouth hole.
Yeah.
Never.
Never. So there's that story.
That's one way to go viral.
Oof, that's a bad way to go viral.
Yeah, you want that.
Over to the news. Let's go.
Bobby's Big Stories.
Kenny Chesney's Here and Now tour sells over 1.2 million tickets and becomes his highest grossing tour ever. I'm going to say this about Kenny Chesney. One, I'm a big Kenny slow song guy. Don't really like the Beach Kenny that much because I don't like the beach. If I did, though, I'd like Beach Kenny.
Oh, Beach Kenny's great, man.
Most people like Beach Kenny. Yeah. I think Kenny just crushes slow songs. Like, some of my favorite country songs are Kenny slow songs. So if he ever does a tour, Kenny, sad, one night only. Front row, baby, I'm there. I'm there for Kenny sad all day long. But the fact that Kenny Chesney is still setting personal records. He's been doing this since the 90s. Like, the longevity that he has been able to have and to be consistently, it's almost unheard of.
It's that No Shoes Nation, man.
It's that, yeah. It's just
they love him.
And the fact that he just keeps putting out hits. Because No Shoes doesn't sell out a stadium. They do a big part of selling out a stadium. But it takes new people to come along and still like Kenny Chesney. So big shout out to Kenny. He's still crushing it. Better than ever. You're looking at two people, really, that have been able to maintain that kind of success for that long. Chesney and Tim McGraw. That's it. Garth went away for a while. And Garth is king dingling now for sure when it comes to touring. But for Kenny to still, I mean, shout out. And Kenny, Kenny's sad. One night only. I don't care where it is. One night. I don't need a whole tour. I will be there. All sad Kenny Chesney songs. Then we're talking. Next up, a restaurant in Singapore has a $10 screaming child surcharge, and they claim that it's kept kids from screaming and even coming in.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, not in America. But this restaurant said, since we placed this $10 screaming children surcharge, people have kept their kids quieter or they just haven't brought them at all, which makes the other customers happier, which encourages other folks to come.
Yeah.
So it's actually help business. That is from Yahoo News. Let me ask you this. If your school said your kids only get 3 to 4 bathroom breaks a semester, like in class. Eddie, I'll go to you first.
What?
What would you say?
Get out of here. We're going to a new school.
You would leave the school?
A semester? Like, that's crazy.
Apparently, bathroom time is a hot commodity in some school districts. Jill Robbins, a parent with kids attending Dobie Junior High School in Texas, found out that her teacher had a rule that kids could only go to the bathroom 3 or 4 times a semester. And let me say this about kids in bathroom, myself included. For the most part, when kids have to go to the bathroom, they're lying.
Sure. I get that part.
Maybe one time a semester are they actually telling the truth. Maybe. Because for the most part, you pee at lunch, you pee in between classes, you have plenty of time to go to the bathroom unless you're sick. So if we're talking about reality, that's probably right on. It's just a hard rule to say out loud or to actually enforce because parents will go, what? If my kid needs to go to the bathroom, then they need to go. Agree. Yeah. But how many times do they really need to go? And how many times were you lying just to get out of class? Lunchbox?
Man, I guess you have to tell your kid, look, if she wants you to go, pee on the floor.
Well, you can do like in an airplane if you're flying, like Southwest.
What?
If they're a like, bottle? Hey, you can't get up, you can still get up and go to the bathroom.
Oh, they can't stop you.
They can't
you.
Stop you from going to the bathroom.
Right.
Well, and they'll say that too. I've talked to them before where they're like, hey, can I go to the bathroom? Like, well, the seatbelt sign's on. I'm like, but really? And they're like, we can't stop you from going to the bathroom.
I didn't know that.
It's a right. You know, I don't know.
It is a right to go to the bathroom.
I don't know about right when you're landing. Like, I don't know, but I've never tried that.
No. That's risky.
That'd be bad.
But I did ask. It's like, hey, what's the real deal? And they were honest. They said, if you have to go, just go. But we didn't tell you that because we're not supposed to allow. But we're not going to stop you because you have to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, see, I wouldn't switch schools like Eddie, but I would switch teachers. I would go to the school and say, hey, my kid needs to be in a different class.
But we all will admit, we lied about having to go to the bathroom.
I understand,
yeah, it doesn't matter.
But let's
though.
Say there's 2 times that they really have to go, and she says,
oh. 2 times is clear. Good.
Okay, 5 times.
Yeah, 3 to 4. So there's that. I agree. It's the hard thing to say out loud because it's hard to say you're regulating bathroom, but in reality, kids don't have to go that much. Mm. They have all these opportunities to go through the day unless they're sick. Guys do this, and then they're seen as more attractive. This is from Men's Health. Guys who make fun of themselves are seen as more sexy than other men who don't.
Yeah.
That's why I won all the sexy awards.
Because you make fun of yourself?
All the time. Have to, or somebody else will. That's why I do it. If I don't, somebody else will. In the study, the women that listen to men tell self-deprecating jokes were more likely to like those guys. Experts say it makes a man more approachable to women when he uses humor to show a funny side of his weakness. That's 8-mile approach. I'm going to say everything bad about me so you actually can't do it. That's what I do.
Yeah, but don't women just like a good-looking dude? Already.
Number one, women like abs, tall, chiseled chin.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Number 74, self-deprecating.
Way
that's
down
like the
there.
Last option to get a girl. Here's one that I've been getting asked a lot about, and I've chosen not to do any interviews about it because I'll just talk about it here on the show. And it's starting to happen in a lot of states, but me being from the state of Arkansas and a proud Arkansan, for the first time, marijuana will be on the ballot in Arkansas in November. The state Supreme Court ruled that voters can voice their opinion on recreational use on November 8th. Arkansas will be one of the many states giving voters the chance to express their opinion on the issue in the fall. This is from talkbusiness.net. And I'll say this, anybody that wants to use it in an interview, this next quote, you can have it, use it, because I'm not talking to anybody except my own people here on the show. I have never smoked marijuana. However, I could not be more pro it being legal. If you were weighing the two, alcohol and let's call it weed.
Yeah,
alcohol is way worse than weed in almost every single way. I don't use either. I've never had a drink of alcohol, never smoked weed. But it's hypocritical to go, yeah, we can have some whiskey, but not weed. And for people that go, I'm so anti, but then you're also like, yeah, I'll drink a beer on the weekend. That's extremely hypocritical. So I am pro. I hope it goes and it's passed and let's click yes or whatever you do. Smoke yes. I don't know. Cheetos yes. And this is from somebody who's never done it. So I'm not somebody who's like a stoner looking to get weed passed. It just is hypocritical if you don't allow it. It's like some states, Kentucky, for example, that does not have legalized sports betting, yet you can go to the and bet on horses at the racetrack. Because politicians, I'll say it, are douches. That's it. And are influenced and they're paid by certain people so that they don't pass certain things. There's a lot of hypocrisy in politics. It's mostly hypocrisy. And I'm telling you this too. The politicians are like, no, we don't need to pass it. They're smoking it. They are 85% of them. So yeah, pass it. I won't be smoking it. I won't be buying it. I don't even like the smell of it. I don't like anything about it.
Yeah, it smells weird.
But I've seen it also, and this is a different situation, medically completely help people in times that were extremely difficult. Physically, either when they were battling cancer, when Amy's mom, you know, when she was battling cancer before the end of her life, that's what allowed her to feel comfortable.
Well, I mean, and I had to buy it illegally, and I honestly had to weigh my options of like, okay, if we go to downtown Austin and we're buying this, and what
behind
if,
Waffle House.
What if, no, it was, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, it was wow. Through a family friend and a connection, but still, like, I felt like, oh, this could end up somewhere, and like, I end up, you know, getting in trouble for buying weed. But it was worth it. And it definitely brought my mom relief. It allowed her to eat because she had no appetite and she needed calories. And
it numbs the pain sensors in your body.
Yeah. And the thing is,
and it's grown. It's from plant.
It's natural, yeah.
The thing is, like a few weeks before that, my mom was in the hospital and they wrote her a prescription for synthetic marijuana, which she was allowed to take there. So it just is crazy to me that was allowed to take a pill that was created by a pharmaceutical company but couldn't, you know, smoke something naturally.
You said the word right there, pharmaceutical company.
Yeah.
That's the word. Politicians. Pharmaceutical companies paying politicians. So in any state, I'll say it, I'm pro the legalization of it, even though I've never used it. Unless you want to make beer and weed illegal and then that's your platform, okay, at least you're consistent.
Let's not do that, though.
Well, I'm just saying, at least you're consistent. I'll be like, okay, I respect that.
Yeah, I don't like that.
So there you go. Use all that. That's a heck of a quote. 3 minutes.
They put the whole thing.
Your top three songs in country music at number three, Morgan Wallen, You Prove.
I need something you prove.
Number two, Cole Swindell, She Had Me at Heads Carolina.
Hey, I got Chevy.
Number one, Luke Combs, The Kind of Love We Make.
Girl, I want it, gotta have it, let the passion take us to a higher place.
Those are your big songs of country music, and that is the news. Thank you.
Those were Bobby's Big Stories.
An update. So I'm doing a show in Vegas on December 5th, I believe, at The Wynn. And I'm super excited, and I couldn't believe it sold out in like a day and a half. It's a pretty big theater, so I was like, wow. The tickets are now selling by resellers for like $500 and $600. I'll say again, please don't buy those tickets. The show is not worth that. That being said, we're almost to the point where we'll be able to schedule another one the night before.
Ooh, let's go.
We're almost there.
Yes.
We've almost got everything cleared. We're not there yet. I'm really risking it here because it's a chance. I'm risking the biscuit and I put them up and nobody comes. But I just don't want people to get taken advantage of and if they want to come to buy these hardcore tickets that are $500 or $600. So maybe next week we can announce it if we can finish the dots and I's and T's and, you know, that I don't know. But we're 85% there. So if you're in Vegas or you want to come to Vegas, we're trying to do that Friday night as well, which I believe is December 4th. I'm looking at the calendar.
That's right.
Yeah. What's up, Mike?
The 3rd is a Saturday.
The 3rd is a Saturday?
Oh, we were way off.
Oh, yeah, I'm way off. So the 2nd. Yeah. Don't listen to me.
Dang.
But the 3rd is the show, and the 2nd is the one we're trying to do a second show. It'll be before that at The Wynn. So more details soon, hopefully.
Those scalpers that buy the tickets and stuff, like, So if they get stuck with the tickets, do they have to come to the show?
I hope.
That'd be cool.
You'll know that. I'll know it's them because we'll have a sign up that says tickets sitting in front of them in the chair.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to meet those guys.
Yeah, I'll bring them up. Sir, what's the sign you got there? What's it say? Need two tickets?
Huh?
You kept that. What do you need them for? So we're trying to get that up. I'll let you know. I promise you. Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about. And if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door, too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Hey, it's Amy here to talk about the incredible work being done by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and ask you today to join me in becoming a partner in hope. When you make a donation to St. Jude, you're helping an organization that has helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And I can tell you from personal experience, that number and the hope that it brings is invaluable. What they are doing at St. Jude is making a huge difference. It is full of joy there, which a lot of families need at that time. They don't need to be worrying about travel, lodging, food. Everything is paid for at St. Jude so that families can focus on their child that has cancer. Your support means families never receive a bill from St. Jude. It's only $19 a month, and when you sign up, you'll get the new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
Little backstory. A few weeks ago, we announced that Kelsey Ballerini and Morgan Evans were getting a divorce. I don't know if their divorce has gone through yet. I don't think it has. But we announced, well, I guess because they announced that they were getting a divorce. So I'm a big Morgan Evans guy. Love him. One of the best dudes I know. And so he was playing a song. He sat at a piano on stage. And he just played this. And so I'll read you the first couple lines and I'll play some for you because this is from a phone watching the show, and so the audio is not perfect. The first line: how long have you been waiting to take our pictures down? How long have you been breaking? Why am I just finding out? How many times did you tell me you love me if it wasn't true? I'm just wondering, how long has it been over for you?
Golly.
Let's do Spill the Tea. Ray, do you have that clip? All right, Lunchbox is going to spill the tea on somebody now because usually it's spilled on him. He wants to share the news and finally throw somebody under the bus. Go ahead.
Let's spill the tea.
Well, Eddie, usually it's on you.
Yeah, come on.
Today you're safe.
Oh.
So, we were in Las Vegas over the weekend, right? The concert ends on Saturday night, the second night of it, and we're all going to go to the after party, and we're going to go gambling, and Amy is like, hey, I want to go to my room and get my chips. Like, come with me to go get my chips. And so we wait for Scuba to go put his backpack down. We walk Amy all the way over to their hotel, and then she's like, actually, guys, I'm just going to go to bed. I'm so tired. And we're like, we'll walk you to the elevator. She's like, no, 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 no. Do not walk me to the elevator. Why? Do not. And we're like,
they're going to force me to go out.
And we're like, okay, cool. And that was like at 12:15. 3.5 hours later, I get a text message from Amy. Hey, what time should we leave for the airport? And I'm like, huh? And then I'm scrolling through Instagram stories, and I see a picture of Amy in her outfit, same outfit, at an after party.
What? Wow. I was not at an after party.
And I am like, huh, that's weird. So I am just...
Are you sure? Because she's saying she wasn't at an after party.
It wasn't. I was in bed. I don't know what you're talking about. Show me the picture. Because I need to see.
I got
to
go through someone's... I mean, it was Instagram story.
Stories go down, right?
Yeah, stories go down.
If you're so like, oh, that's Amy's screenshot.
No, and I just thought... it didn't hit me until I started looking through my text messages and said, 3 a.m., Amy texts me, what time should we go to the airport? And I'm like, 3 hours after she... And then I see the picture of an after party.
So you're saying...
So I'm saying we got bigger, better deal.
She didn't want to go with you. She went with somebody else.
Well, she didn't want, like, we all canceled the after party because she wanted to go get her chips and go gamble. And then when we get to the hotel, she was like, I'm just going to go to bed. So I'm just wanting a confession, really, a spill the tea about how we got.
Did you go to after party after you told them you weren't?
I did not. How would I do that? I mean, even if, like,
how
I would
be
have
easy.
To
learn. I'll do it too. I'll be like, all right, guys.
Well, wasn't, like, what after, going to the after party? With the company one?
You tell me.
Okay. Well, I don't. Well, who did you see?
Did you recognize anybody else in the picture with her?
Yeah. You want me to give you initials? EF.
Okay.
Okay.
Somebody works in the company.
Who's that?
Did you go to the after party? Did you go to after party after you?
Oh, EF. Okay. No. That picture that he's talking about that I reposted, now I know what he's talking about. That was in the Warner Lounge, and it was taken hours before at the festival, and then it got posted later. That was not me out again. I went to my room and they were being so like, you have to go out, you have to go out. So I was like, ugh, I just want to get back to my room and go to bed and take my shoes off. I could barely walk. My feet hurt. And then when I lay down, I was like struggling sleeping. So of course I'm playing on Instagram and looking at things and looking at all the photos.
Did you say posting on Instagram from a party? Is that what you said?
No. Oh. I said I'm like just scrolling around on Instagram. And then I repost that. But that is from the concert.
So you're saying you did not go to an after party?
I did not go to an after party.
I believe you. Lunchbox, are you for sure she went to an after party?
Man, that picture looked like a party was hopping. Okay. Like it was
happening.
Anybody
else see it?
No, I never saw the picture.
Now I know what photo it is. And it's with our boss, Jen Limegruber. It's with Fozzie. Like, it's with all the people that were in the Warner Lounge. Okay. It was all girls.
Tea unsuccessfully spilled.
Dang, dude.
This couldn't be more inaccurate.
Well, I mean, it was weird when I got that text at like 3 something in the morning.
Okay,
and
back up. It was also 2 in the morning. I just checked the time. And what happened
was. My phone says 4 a.m.
I had fallen asleep. But then I woke up nervous. Like, what time are we leaving for the airport? So I sent him a text to clarify.
Okay. Well, not very interesting anymore because it didn't really happen, it sounds like.
Man, holy.
What a lie.
He tried, though.
Man,
he really tried.
No, but it was offensive. I was like, man, she bigger, better dealed us, and she went to the after party with it, and just saying,
well,
like.
There's no tea. There's no real tea there.
Thank
hey,
you.
Dude.
Let me clean that up.
No tea spilled.
Yeah, clean it up.
All right, give me a towel.
We'll come back in a second. Apparently, Luke Combs has some thoughts on me fighting a kangaroo.
Oh, yes. I want to hear this.
He wants to make it happen. Let's hear from Katie in Tulsa, Oklahoma, who's called the show this morning. Katie, what's going on?
Morning, studio.
Morning.
I had a question. After listening to the segment yesterday where Lunchbox met The Miz and he was so pumped, which is awesome. I love The Miz too. At the end of the segment, Bobby mentioned that he started following you on Instagram and Lunchbox was a little butthurt about not being followed by The Miz as well. Well, I went on to his Instagram and Lunchbox doesn't follow anybody else. So why would he think that somebody like that's more famous than he is would follow him when he doesn't even have the courtesy to follow his own supposed heroes?
Yeah, you follow nobody.
I follow nobody.
That's why I don't follow you. I'm not going to follow somebody around that doesn't follow me. Really follow each other.
Oh, you don't follow him?
No,
that's
he didn't follow me.
That's a good
me.
Idea.
I forget that.
I used to not follow Ray. I think I booted Ray from my account for a while, too, for trolling me constantly.
Yeah, but I don't anymore.
Yeah, so I let him back in. So, yeah, it just depends.
Oh.
But he doesn't follow anybody, so I don't follow him.
I like that, Bones.
I follow you, Lunch.
Thank you, Amy.
I'm about to unfollow you.
That's okay. I just make him follow you.
Yeah.
I like that.
You guys make that deal.
He won't do it.
How do you watch people's Instagram if you don't follow anybody?
Every once in a while, someone will say, oh, did you see this on so-and-so's Instagram? So I'll go look at it, and that's basically it.
You don't even care because you don't scroll and see.
Nah, I don't. If I scroll, I just get my stuff.
All your posts?
Yeah, I get my posts. And then I think at iHeart, maybe Amy got a hold of my phone or I accidentally followed her on accident. Because at one point, I was looking at my phone and going, I'm following someone?
Did you unfollow her?
And I unfollowed her.
Why would you do that? Just don't follow.
I was just like, how did I get to following Amy? I must have been trying to tag her in something and I accidentally hit follow and I was like, ah!
I followed myself.
You follow yourself?
On his phone.
You did it?
You did it. That's funny. That's good. Let's talk to Brooke in Indiana, who is on. Hey, Brooke, what's going on?
Hey, morning, studio.
Morning.
Okay, I have a question because I heard you guys talking about how you can't, like, tell someone not to use the restroom. Well, I'm a high school teacher, and at the school I work at, we have, like, a huge vaping problem where all the students will say they're going to the restroom, but they're really sneaking off, and they're going to vape. And so I was just wondering how you would handle that.
Like, the teacher was handling it to say you only get to go to the bathroom 3 or 4 times this semester.
That's how you would handle it?
That's why she's probably doing it.
Yeah. I get it.
Kids are going
rule.
To vape. Not because they're... It is disruptive to go, hey, can I go to the bathroom? But my point was, if I were to look back at how many times I actually went to the bathroom because I really had to go when I asked the teacher to go, less than 5. My entire school career. Mostly it was just, this sucks. I'm going to go walk the hall.
Get some
go to my
air.
Locker. That's what it is. Because you have so many times you can go to the bathroom unless you're sick. You can go in between classes. You go at lunch. So I understand why she's saying that. The problem is she's saying it. And it got out. And it's like, you can't restrict my kid from going to the bathroom. Your kid doesn't have to go to the bathroom that much.
Yeah.
So it's a tough one, Brooke. I think if there was an easy answer, your school would have already figured it out. But if kids say they have to go to the bathroom, you have to let them. And then they're going in with vapes.
Mm.
And they're hitting it.
Can you add a vape break?
Yeah.
No.
So if you give them one, they promise to only do it then.
That's
not
it,
all day.
One. And then once you use it, you're done.
No vaping.
Back in like the 60s, kids out smoking in front of school before school started.
No.
Yeah? Yeah, Brooke, that's a tough one. What do you do?
Well, that's kind of what I've started doing is just saying, okay, nope, you get 2 this quarter or 4 for the semester or whatever the case is. But we've had some kickback from it where the students really start kind of, you know, trying to fight you on it. And so then it kind of just creates a messier problem. But yeah, I just feel like, I mean, they're hiding the vapes like in the ceiling tiles, in like in the little like tampon boxes and like all these sneaky spots. So it's like you can't ever really know who's just going to the restroom anymore.
Well, it's also like these prisoners on these jail shows where they're like, yeah, I'm in for 27 years, but you know what I do? I take a piece of dental floss and a little piece of bologna and I put them together and I create this electric current and it's full satellite radio. And you're like, why don't you do that out in the world? You're an electrical engineer right here. You have to go to jail to do it? It's like these kids are so creative in hiding the stuff and to get to it and to put some of that energy into school.
Yeah.
But there's nothing. Your kids are going to be kids. And your job is to make them as less kid going to be kids as you possibly can. But it's difficult. It'll be something else in 10 years. It'll be the kid sneaks out and gets on his hovercraft. And then, you know, it's always going to be something. All right, Brooke, thank you for your call. I do not envy you as a teacher, but I appreciate you as a teacher.
No, thank you.
All right, have a great day.
You too. See Bye-bye. Ya.
Amy talked to Luke Combs this past weekend, and you talked to him about me fighting a kangaroo.
We were talking about his world tour, and he said he's going to Australia as part of it. And so then that reminded me, oh, Bobby wants to fight a kangaroo.
No, no, no. Don't want to. Could whoop one if I had to.
Well, I don't remember how I said it.
If there was a random kangaroo, they just drew a kangaroo lottery. Could be a baby kangaroo just born.
Yeah.
Could be an old kangaroo about to die. Could be a big muscular kangaroo. I just think I'd win the fight. I'm sorry. I used the old noodle up here.
Well, Luke would like to see it happen.
Here is Luke Combs talking with Amy about it.
Bobby thinks he could beat up a kangaroo.
That's it. He really thinks that.
Yeah, he really does.
We can set that up. That's
okay.
We can get that going.
Maybe he needs to go to Australia, yeah. See you. You hook him up with a kangaroo.
Yeah, I'll fly him over.
Well, yeah, we good to go.
If he wants to fight a kangaroo, I'll fly him over myself.
Okay.
I'll learn to fly and fly him over to see
okay.
that happen.
Okay, deal. Yeah.
So he's going to learn to be a pilot.
To fly you
So he
there.
Can fly me over so he can officiate a kangaroo and myself fighting.
That's
yeah.
funny.
Yeah. The fact that you guys doubt me versus a kangaroo, everybody's tagging me on Instagram and pictures about how kangaroos are strong. It's only the strongest kangaroo you're showing.
You realize it's everyone that's doubting you, right?
Yeah.
Everyone.
Hey,
everyone.
Story of my life.
Okay, no, that's not true. Somebody
no,
thought you
No, everybody's
would win.
Doubted me the whole every step of the way. People doubt me every day of my life. You know who doubts me now? Kangaroos. They're the next okay. up. I whoop a kangaroo. Trust me on that.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Lakewood, Washington. A man stole a car. Yeah, woohoo, got a ride. We're driving around. Police are chasing him. And he goes through a construction zone right into wet cement.
Uh-oh. Oh, that's like a cartoon.
Love yeah. it.
Stuck.
And then like Roadrunner, meep, walks up beside him.
With dynamite.
Like, why did you do this, dummy? Boom. Dang, that's funny.
Oh, man. I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
If you suck in your stomach a lot, be warned. Sucking in your stomach can lead to breathing and pelvic issues, as well as neck and back pain. I suck in my stomach a decent amount.
Yeah, me too.
I thought that was for back pain.
I'm always like tall posture yeah. when I'm standing, and I suck in my gut just because I'm embarrassed in my gut. I get a little belly sometimes, but I'm a pretty thin guy, so if I get belly at all, it's like immediate belly. And I haven't had sugar. I had sugar. I'm doing sugar Saturdays now. I have a little sugar on Saturday, and that's it, because I was doing no sugar for like 2 weeks just to kind of get myself in a good place. But man, you cut out sugar, everything feels better. I love sugar. I love cake, cookies. Name so much sugar, Eddie. Just give me something. Love it.
Ice cream.
Love it. I already said love before you said it. Say it again.
Okay. A sugar. Kool-Aid.
Love it. I mean, I haven't had that in a long time.
Kool-Aid's so good.
You can tell somebody who has kids who yells Kool-Aid is like their second answer.
So good.
So the sugar thing helps so much. No sugar, only on Saturdays. I'm not finding myself sucking my stomach in as much. But if you do, neck. And think about that. It makes sense your neck would hurt. Makes sense your back would hurt. If they would have said digestion issues, I'd have been like, yeah, that's me. Mm. But that's also helped my digestion a little bit, is not eating sugar. Because I've got some sort of weird stomach thing that I will not go to the bathroom for 4 days. I'll eat and just not go to the bathroom for 4 or 5 days. Ooh. And then when I do, I mean, I'm in there for a day. It's like a fireman, four out, one in. So, yeah, if you're sucking in your stomach a whole lot, it's probably bad for your body. That's what's up, and that's all. Bye, everybody.
Bobby Bones.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring, and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.